You're listening to episode number 1912 of the Who Cares News for Monday, February 22nd, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Good morning.
It is time for some random facts.
Ooh, random facts.
On hospital TV shows, you watch a few of those, CPR saves people's lives about two-thirds of the time.
Yeah.
Now, here's the deal. In real life, it only saves lives about 10 to 20% of the time. Wow, that's sobering. Elvis Presley only held 3 concerts outside the United States in his entire career, and they were all in Canada and all in 1957.
Really?
So he went to Hawaii, which is in the United States.
That's U.S., though.
Yeah, but he had to get on a plane to go there.
But he had a plane, his very
he
own.
He had a couple of planes. He had 2 planes.
But back then, I don't know.
He had 2 planes. The closest distance between the U.S. and Africa is 3,154 miles from Quoddy Head, Maine to El Bedouza, Morocco. That's about 200 miles less than going from the same spot in Maine to San Diego. Wow.
Wow.
That's
like going from one end of Texas to the other.
From Maine, though, to Africa?
Yeah, that's weird.
That's really weird. But I guess that works because of the curvature of the earth. I think that's the way it goes. And Samuel L. Jackson was supposed to have an even bigger afro in Pulp Fiction than he did, but the production assistant who went to get him a wig didn't know the difference between an afro and a jerry curl. Time once again for the Who Cares News, and now the lovely and talented Morgan.
Who? Lovely, maybe talented, or maybe talented.
I don't know.
Hey, it's me.
You're both.
Well, and that's it. Kaput.
And that's it. Kaput.
Fizzle, fizzle.
I'm not going to try and repeat this. Never mind.
Kim and Kanye filed for DIVORCE on Friday.
You spelled that right. We have to find that song.
Evidently, it was no big deal.
Yeah, everybody knew it was coming.
Just another day in paradise.
It wasn't like a big surprise or anything. It was like, oh, they filed. We knew they were getting divorced.
There was no dramatic final moment between them, reportedly. They decided a while ago that they were going to go their separate ways.
Huh. I wonder.
Well, I mean, they already are their separate ways.
Right, I wonder if they sent a camera crew. Not that they're done filming, right? They're done filming Kudike.
Does
but
one really ever know?
They're starting their new life on Hulu.
Yes.
So I would imagine there's still crews following them.
I have.
Even though they gave them all, what, a Rolex? What did they get? They gave their crew. I think they gave them all Rolexes.
I fully think that there was some sort of filming done when she filed. I bet
you
anything.
Know there was.
So Kanye's in that if only state.
What's that?
You know,
if only state.
If only I hadn't done that.
Oh.
Or if only I hadn't run for president. Or if only I haven't given her a creepy hologram of her dead father
for
her birthday.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. That one was a bad move.
If only
Kanye.
I hadn't spoke for, two long hours whenever I got up on stage.
Right.
So Kim has reportedly been talking to her family as needed.
As needed basis, of course.
An insider said, whenever she's upset or sad, she knows she can FaceTime them or go over to one of their houses, and they are always there for her.
Don't they live next door or something to one another?
It's not that far.
You know what? I did read something not too long ago that the house we were looking at that they used to show as being Chris's house was a fake and a phony.
What?
Yeah, it was. They took a picture of some other damn house so that you didn't see her real house.
Well, if
like,
I was the person
death
whose
threats,
house that
or?
Was, I'd want,
well, they probably paid him for it. You know how
they do
this on TV shows?
Yeah.
The Brady Bunch house. Hello, the Brady Bunch house was not their house.
Which I saw recently.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It was kind of cool.
Does that look like it did when it was on the Brady Bunch?
Well, they put that window in the front.
Well, I saw that HGTV bought the house.
Yes.
And they renovated it. They kind of made the inside look like it should have looked.
Yeah.
Kind of.
But if you go over off to the side, you can see the second story addition.
Oh, in the back?
Yeah, the backyard. It's hard to see. And they have security.
They have security at the Brady Bunch house?
Are you
kidding me?
There's a security suburban right in the front.
They needed security before they renovated the house because the people that live there,
I know.
People just knock on their damn door. Hello?
But it was kind of cool
to
see.
Talk to Alice.
It was so easy to find. It's like right off a busy street. It's like, oh, there it is.
Marsha, is he here? Can you imagine? Kris Jenner did not want to show her house. So they used a stand-in house.
That's misleading to the fandom.
Of course it is. Because, you know, you want to break down the gates of the gated community they live in Calabasas, California, or Hidden Hills, or both. I kind of remember early episodes of Coup de K, where they lived in a ranch, a white ranch style house. It wasn't anything spectacular.
Yeah.
It's like that was in the days when Bruce Jenner was
Bruce. Following the release of the documentary Framing Britney Spears,
which I still need to see. I really want to see that.
I haven't seen it.
I want to see that.
I don't
know. No, I want to see it. Hmm. I want to know how much I want to hate her dad and everybody around her. And Kevin. I want to hate him too.
You do love your Britney.
I don't love her, but I think she's got issues. And I think one thing, they've done a pretty darn good job of hiding most of those issues all these years, but apparently she still has issues. You know, fly on the wall guy. That's me.
That is you.
That is me.
In every sense of the word. Otherwise,
I don't have binoculars.
Well, it just fly on the wall is a much nicer way,
of saying
stalker.
Yeah, I'm not a stalker.
Voyeur.
Peeping Tom.
Anyway, back in 98, David Letterman interviewed Jennifer Aniston, in which he put her hair into his mouth.
Wow.
And sucked on it.
I don't remember this. Now, 1998, I remembered hot young Jennifer Aniston in 1998. And the Rachel, maybe that was his deal because the hair was everything.
Yeah, maybe that was it.
That, and she never wore a bra, ever. Trust me. You go back and look at Friends episodes, you can tell.
There's sometimes you can tell that she is.
No, she was commando every time. Every damn time. They even did an episode about it. But it wasn't about her so much as it was about Joey. But anyway, still, she turned up commando in the end. I'm just saying, that was the tag. But
all right. Anyway, my goodness.
The things I remember.
Well, at least he didn't suck on that.
Excuse me?
At least he stopped with her hair.
Oh, my God. I can't. Ellen cannot hold a candle to Dave Letterman. He was difficult to work with.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I heard. People still watch the show. They watched him suck Jennifer Aniston's hair. I can't believe CBS left that on, dude.
All right, so the interview took a weird turn.
Well, you think?
When Dave paused and said, "Forgive me if this is rude. I just want to try one thing." Even though she squealed and she seemed uncomfortable.
Wow, she squealed.
He continued to suck on the strand of hair. And Jennifer says when David told her that she seemed to be traumatized, she said, "I am."
You know who would have got up and slapped his face had he sucked on her hair? And that's Halle Berry.
Oh, you better know it.
I'd love to be slapped in the face by Halle Berry. Halle, I'll suck your hair if you'll slap me in the face.
Jeez.
All right, I've been a perv for enough today. It's time for me to move
no
along.
No shame.
I have no shame. All right, more Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.